Sir Albert Fritz notes that talks have commenced on the possible replacement of the provincial commissioner Kombinkosi Jula and calls for the transparent appointment of a new provincial commissioner who will prioritise the safety of all residents in the Western Cape. As per Section 207(3) of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, the National Commissioner, with concurrence of the Provincial Executive, must appoint a woman or a man as the Provincial Commissioner for that province. But if the National Commissioner and the Provincial Executive are unable to agree on the appointment, the Cabinet member responsible for policing must mediate between the parties. Minister Fritz said, "I look forward to the amiable and transparent appointment of a provincial commissioner who will set aside internal politics and immediately prioritise the recent spate in gang violence and criminality in the Western Cape. It is imperative that the new provincial commissioner be a person of the highest integrity who is not involved in any way in the factions that are currently destroying the SAPs in the Western Cape. The roles of the provincial commissioner include, amongst others, the investigation and prevention of crime, the development of community policing services, the maintenance of public order, the provision in general of all other visible policing services, including the establishment and maintenance of police stations, crime reaction units and patrolling services, and the provision of protection services in regard to provincial institutions and personnel." Minister Fritz added, "As per Section 207(5) of the Constitution, I look forward to receiving a report from the Provincial Commissioner at the Provincial Legislature annually on policing in the province. It is important that we maintain such practices and institutions because it ensures that the province's policing is transparent and works for the most vulnerable in the province. Under the leadership of Minister Albert Fritz, the Department of Community Safety will continue to provide the necessary oversight, ensuring that the institutions which safeguard our province work for those most vulnerable."